You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Thank you so much, Pastor Archie. Maayong buntag sa tanan. It is good to see all of you. This is my first time to visit the church on a Sunday. I'd like for us to turn our Bibles now. We are at the sixth installment. This is the last part of our series, Great Faith. And we've been talking about walking with God with a faith towards Him. And nagpapasalamat po ako na ito po yung pinag-uusapan natin because our prayer is that your faith is encouraged. Our prayer is that going through these 6 weeks, biglang ito ka na parang, Lord, naniniwala talaga ako. I like to believe you. All the way from the fasting earlier this year. Tapos ngayon pinag-uusapan natin yung mga exploits nitong mga mamang to dito sa Bible at kung paano sila naniwala kay Lord at kung paano ni Lord ginawa ng matindi ang kanilang buhay. Ngayon pong araw na to, ang pag-uusapan natin yung mga tao na nahirapan. Nahirapan at kung paano mag-maintain ng great faith. I'd like to read from Hebrews chapter 11. We'll begin reading from verse 32. It says here, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. And then it takes a shift. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn into. They were killed with a sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. But let's continue on. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Excited po ako sa pag-uusap na to kasi ito yung kakaiba. Yung lahat ng lima nating linggo na pinag-usapan ng faith, ang pananalig, we've always talked about the reward of faith. We've always talked about the promises of God being fulfilled because of the faith of these men and women who walked with God. We even talked about Enoch, who had a faith in the mundane things. Yung simpleng buhay lang ba? Walang sinabi na great exploits, pero he walked with God. You might be a homemaker na pag naisip mo, wala naman akong ginagawang kakaiba. Pinapalaki ko lang yung mga anak ko. I understand. But there are world changers right in your home. And you are doing a great job. And just like Enoch who walked with God, God was pleased with him. And God is pleased with your faith as well. Yung pong faith na to, pag sinabing faith amidst adversity, napakatotoo nung challenge na to kasi all of us would go through that at some point in our lives. Meron po ba sa inyo rito na hindi pa kayo nahirapan? Ever? Talagang hindi pa talaga. Kahit exams, hindi ka nahirapan? Wala. Panis. Kahit na yung mga sitwasyon sa buhay, you're so pampered, sheltered. Na everything about you is taken care of. Pag meron kang kulang na pera, isang tawag mo lang, magpapadala si Papa. Kapag ikaw ay nahuli ng pulis, ilalabas ka sa kulungan. Parang you're untouchable, invincible. You haven't even go through difficulty in life. The most difficulty that you've had is a hangover in the morning. Yun na, pinakamahirap na yun. Yun talaga pare, kasi I'm enjoying my life. Talagang yun talaga eh. Pero for the rest of us, the story is quite different. Iba-iba po tayo ng karanasan, pero lahat tayo, karamihan po sa atin, if I may go so be so bold as to say, sa tansya ko talaga, majority, if not all of us, have gone through difficulty in our lives. It might have been relational in your family, it might be financial, it might be emotional. Parang pangatlong panliligaw mo na to, hanggang ngayon, busted ka pa din. Talagang masakit sa kalooban. Tapos kasama ka sa mga samahan na mga taong dumaan sa Valentine's. Tapos kayo-kayo magkakasama, wala kayong kadate. Tapos yun na lang, o kaya yung buhay mo, you might have gone through season of poverty in your life, or you might still be in it. O kaya naman, posible kang namatayan, loved one. O kaya nalugi ang negosyo. O kaya nasunugan. And so on and so forth. Many of us here, to various degrees, experienced calamity, tragedy, difficulty, adversity in our lives. And then the challenge that is set before us, based on the Hebrews 11 account, yung pong kwento ng lahat ng mga great men and women in the hall of faith, is that, would you be willing to go through adversity with faith? Would you be willing to follow the example of those who've gone ahead of us and still believe despite adversity? That's what we'd like to grow in po sana. Back to the passage, Hebrews 11, verse 32, it says there, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of, and these are great men and with great exploits, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith, talks about, conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. Kilala natin yung dulong yun. Si Daniel, ay grabe. Quenched the power of fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, that's probably Samson, became mighty in war, that's Gideon, put foreign armies to flight. I mean, these are great men. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Yesterday, we talked about the widow of Zarephath to the solo parents. That was the first account of a resurrection in the Bible. Women received back their dead. And then biglang the account shifts. Biglang kumambyo ng mabilis, ng matindi. At biglang sinabi, yung iba, ito yung lahat ng mga naranasan. At ang pinakamahirap na sa lahat ng maranasan ay mamatayan. And yet, even then, they still received a resurrection, a miracle. You know, their loved ones coming back to life. That's one of the greatest miracles already. And then it shifts and says, some, and this might be descriptive of you, some were tortured, refusing to accept release. Now, in the Old Testament, the people who went through that, you know, they could easily turn their back on God. They could present their allegiance. Halimbawa, Ahab and Jezebel. Easily, Elijah could have been spared had they given their allegiance to Baal, the god, okay, that Ahab and Jezebel worship. Easily, those 400 prophets, yung mga prophets na yun na nakatago, kumbaga na mga hundreds of prophets na nireserve, na nagtatago mula kay Jezebel, easily they could have escaped prison. Kung sakaling they would just have turned around from their faith in God and then sworn allegiance to the God of Jezebel. And yet, they refused to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Apparently, dito pa lang, bigla na kaagad pinakita at pinaliwanag. Yes, some people receive the resurrection in this life, but other people, as they go through their suffering, and right here is where this story changes. Right here is where a huge principle comes into place. We are given a perspective of eternity. Nung simula, ito yung mga nag-conquer ng kingdoms, nanalo, all of that in this life, which is temporary. Naka-receive back from their dead yung kanilang mga loved ones. Resurrection, right here in this life, which is still temporary. Why do I say temporary? Because even when Lazarus was raised from the dead, he still died. Again. Otherwise, he'd still be here walking today and giving his testimony. Na, I mean, man, it's been 2,000 years. I just can't die. Nandito ba si Lazarus with his grave clothes on and matindi talaga ginawa ni Jesus. Hindi ako mamatay, matay hanggang ngayon. Pero think about that. That was a sign to the people. And when the sign has fulfilled its purpose, Lazarus still died. So apparently, there is something temporal about this world. Itong mundo na to, which is mostly our focus. Na ito talaga, sana mag-succeed ako in this life. Sana pumasa ako sa midterms. Sana sagutin ako nung nililigawan ko. Sana yumaman na talaga ako. Sana umayos na yung kutis ko. Sana mag-work na yung belo. Kung ano man ang ginagawa, most of us would believe God for certain things na dapat mangyari na in this life. But apparently, the author of Hebrews would now shift our perspective and say, yes, they received the resurrection, but some refused to accept release because they were looking forward. They were looking forward to something else so that they might rise again. And then it talks about that kind of life to be a better life. The whole book of Hebrews uses the word better often. Isa po yan, pag makita nyo, better, better, better. And then it gives us a perspective in the midst of faith. And even when you're at that place in your life that what you're asking for, believing God for, does not happen, would you be willing to look forward to a better life? Because that better life in that place, all of a sudden, everything you've ever experienced in this life pales in comparison compared to the gift of this better life in eternity with God. Then he tells the story. The difficulties these men and women went through, others suffered mocking and flogging. Kilala natin yan. Jeremiah, naku pa ulit-ulit niya na na-receive. And even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. Mga binato. They were sawn in two. I mean, that was Isaiah. Sawn in two. Hinate. Stoned, that guy was Uriah. Not Uriah the Hittite, but Uriah, who was a contemporary of Jeremiah, was also a prophet. And then he spoke about the future of God for Israel. And the people did not believe him. They stoned him. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated. I mean, I'm reminded of Elijah. Ganyan si Elijah, yan yung kanyang fashion statement. Na ganun din ang fashion statement ni John the Baptizer. Hindi na po John the Baptist ang tawag sa kanya kasi hindi naman siya part ng Baptist na congregation. Kaya ngayon, tawag na sa kanya John the Baptizer. So, this guy walked about in sheepskin and goatskin and ate locusts and honey and lived in caves. And these were their situation, of whom the world, and this is, oh man, powerful boy, of whom the world was not worthy. Inisip mo, grabe, it's almost like saying, these men were great men and women of God, and the world was not worthy of them. The world made it difficult for them, but in terms of value and greatness, they were greater than the world. The world was not worthy of them. Apparently, there is something in our lives that will outlast this world today. That's the seed of eternity in your soul. Your soul will live on for the rest of eternity. God has planted that in you. And here you are, because of the needs of this present age, we focus too much on what we do not have here. Kung hindi natin ma-accept o ma-receive dito. Kung hindi mapangyari dito. Not realizing that you were made for something more. There is a better life that awaits you. And would you be willing, and for the rest of this message, we're gonna talk about this perspective. Would you be willing to look to a better life and see everything that happens in this world from the perspective of what God has in store for you still, of whom the world was not worthy. Wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Sige po, I want to shift here a bit and talk to us about this word, theodicy, which is the study of the justice of God. Big word. Naks naman. Meron ka nang pwedeng ipagyabang sa nanay at tatay mo. Theodicy. Ibig sabihin po niyan, this has been an age-old question about the justice of God. Lord, what did you do during the time of Hitler? Why did you allow him and the rest of his hordes to kill more than 6 million Jews? Lord, what did you do in the time of Pol Pot, Lord, in Vietnam? What did you do, God, about those killing fields? Lord, those were innocent men and women. Lord, what did you do during the times of Lenin and Stalin? Lord, why did you not stop them from being able to do that? Lord, where were you when my daughter was dying? God, where were you? Lord, when my mother was failing in health? Lord, where were you when my teacher gave me a failing grade? And people are still asking that. In fact, this is one of the biggest questions why people don't or won't believe in Jesus. Because they feel like if God is a good God, then what is he doing about all the evil in the world? I'm not even promising to answer that question. Ay kabigat po ng tanong na yan, sa totoo lang. At hanggang ngayon, I still could not answer it completely. But give us an opportunity today. Let's study this together. A few perspectives on this picture. So as we talk about the justice of God, isipin po natin, tingnan po natin yung mga hall of faith na to na pinag-aralan natin. Na matitindi to. Si Sarah was given power to conceive. Si Abraham, yung prinamis ni Lord sa kanya, pinangyari niya nga. Si Noah, si Enoch. Tapos, itong mga matitinding mga tao to, ibang klase sila. Pero, biglang binanggit din sa hall of faith, itong mga taong to, who went through the adversity, who went through the difficulty, pero pare-pareho lang silang merong pananalig kay Lord. Apparently, the situations of people might be different. What matters is the way they believe in God. What matters is the way they believe in God and look towards a better life that is still yet to come. I think all of them will in the end receive the same reward, even though the situations in this life were quite different. Tinatanong mo rin ba yung tanong na yan? Lord, why? At saka, Lord, why me? Bakit po ako? Meron akong tanong sa'yo, ba't hindi ikaw? Ganun ka ba talaga ka-special? At kakaiba? At kabait? At kagaling? Na hindi mo talaga ever deserve ang difficulty in life? Now, that flips the tables on us. Na teka lang, Lord. Oo nga, God, no? Kasi in reality, Kinocompare ko kasi ang sarili ko sa ibang tao na hindi ito ang pinagdadaanan, pero in reality, all of us deserve judgment. If you talk about the justice of God, gusto mo ng justice ni Lord, ito po yung perspective. I got reminded of this quick story, and maybe the students will be able to relate with this. There was this professor who started the beginning of the semester, said, meron tayong requirement towards the third month of the semester na dapat nyo nang natapos. Tapos pag hindi nyo natapos yon by the third month, zero na ang grade nyo doon. So sabi ng klase, around 20 people, yes, sir, sure, no problem. Finally, it was on the second month, ni-remind na ulit nung professor, sinasabi ko na sa inyo, ha, by the third month, isubmit nyo na dapat ang requirement na to. By the end of the third month of the semester, dapat nabigay nyo na to. Yes, sir! Finally, 2 weeks before the deadline. Nire-remind ko kayo, ha, dapat may submit nyo na tong requirement na to, ha, dapat nagawa nyo na to. Yes, sir! Finally, 1 week. Malapit na yung deadline, alright? Yes, sir! At the deadline, only 10 people were able to submit their paper. Half of the class. Sabi nung half, sir, request naman kami, sir, ng extension. Sir, pasensya na po talaga. Kasi sir, maraming nangyari. Nag-inuman kami nung isang araw. Tsaka ano, maraming deadlines dun sa iba pang subjects. Sir, pwede ba kayong pagbigyan? Sir, sir, 1 week, sir. Sabi naman ng teacher. Alam mo, sinabi ko na to sa inyo eh, dati. Na zero ang grade ninyo. Pero sige, 10 kayo, papagbigyan ko kayo. 1 week extension. So 1 week, gawa sila. Out of those 10, 5 nakapag-submit by the end of the 1 week. Sa extension, may natitira pang 5 na hindi pa nagsasubmit. Sabi ng 5, sir, sir, pagbigyan nyo naman kami, sir. Kasi, sir, pasensya na talaga, sir. Nag-minters na, nag-review ako. At saka, sir, mahirap kasi pag bumagsak ako dun sa kabilang subject, madi-delay talaga ako. Sir, pwede nyo pa ba kayong pagbigyan? Sir, sir, 1 more week, sir. Sabi ng teacher. Alam, hindi na talaga dapat eh. Kasi zero na kayo. Dapat, in fact, in-extend ko na lang kayo ng 1 week eh. Pero sige. Papagbigyan ko. 1 more week to be able to do this. So binigyan sila 1 more week. At the end of that 1 more week, biglang nakapag-submit yung 3, 2 hindi pa nakapag-submit yung 2, sir, pagbigyan niyo pa kami, sir. Pwede bang extension pa, sir? Nang ganyan. Tapos sabi na ng teacher, hindi na talaga pwede. This is the end of the line. 0 na ang grade niyo, kayong 2. Nag-react yung 2, nagalit. Sabi nila, sir, pambihira naman kayo. You are unfair. Sabi niya ganun, you are unfair. Sir, bakit yung pinagbigyan yung na-delay na 10, yung unang 5, tapos yung 3 na pagbigyan sila, ba't kami, hindi na kami pwedeng mapagbigyan? Sir, pambigyan. Sir, you are unjust and unfair. I will complain to the principal. Or to the administrator. Sabi ng teacher, you complain that I am unfair and unjust? Alright, let me give you justice. Kayong 10, 0 na kayo lahat. If you complain justice to God, He'll immediately just say, okay, then all of you die. Because that's what all of you deserve. No more oxygen supply for every single one of you. In this moment, you want justice? That's my justice. The reason why you're still alive is because of my mercy, which is simply what I'm extending to you. Because I am slow in executing my justice, I do not want anyone to perish. I am not slow in keeping my promise, as some understand slowness, because I'm simply extending my mercy to you. All of a sudden, that changes the ball game. Biglang, when you compare yourself with another person, Lord, why is he receiving more than me? No. You want to receive what's just? Then today, you receive death. That's the justice of God. Let's shift the story. Let's talk about God's mercy. So here we are. God's extending us mercy. Every single additional day you have, every single another opportunity to be able to live another day and believe yet another time and have an opportunity to be a witness to your family and have an opportunity to still be able to bring the gospel to yet another friend and fellow student and fellow employee. Here we are in this moment and people question the justice of God. The justice of God is death for everyone. But if you're willing to believe it, what we're actually receiving, when you think about it, what we're actually receiving is God's mercy. Let me give you a few perspectives tungkol dito sa bagay na to. The first one, the perspective of sovereignty. You see, God has a script for our story and the world's story, and we know it is born out of His love. Ang Diyos, meron po siya. Siya po ay author ng ating kwento. Kapag inisip mo ang sovereignty ni Lord, because He is the author of the story, nasubukan niyo rin ba magsulat ng novel o creative work or any short story or anything like that? If you are the author, you have absolute power on the outcome of your characters. You can make one character become like Superman and another character become like the evil villain in the story. And you can literally make evil triumph in the end. You can do that because you are the author of the story. You have complete control, complete sovereignty. Now, God has complete control over all of our stories. Every single day of your life has been written in His book even before a day of your life has come to be. So God is the author of your life. He is sovereign over your story. And you can be assured that your story ends in His love, in His goodness. Because that is who He is towards you. That's the reason why He created you. He did not create you for destruction. He did not create you para lang meron akong pwedeng pagkadiskitahan. Meron akong pwedeng pahirapan talaga ng gusto. No. When God made you and created you, He made you for a purpose. And that is out of His love. And everything you go through in life, even the most difficult things you could ever go through in this life, is always from the perspective of a story He's making. And the end of that is His love for you. Would you be willing to believe it? Second perspective is the perspective of purpose. Naturally, pain is a part of life, but it is purposeful. Think about that. I'm a physical therapist by profession. Sino po rito medical kayo? Medical profession. Part of what we studied in school was pain. Pain is painful, syempre. Okay. Pero pain is purposeful. In fact, kapag wala kang sense of pain, that's what leprosy is. Leprosy removes the sense of pain. At the tips of your fingers, tips of your toes. Because you have no sensation, nagawa ka ng mainit, diba, parang natalsikan ka ng mantika, wala akong nararamdaman. Oh, I am invincible. Not realizing that there's a reason why nilagyan ka ni Lord ng pain. At napansin mo yung reflex mo, nakunin agad yung kamay mo kapag may nahawakan kang mainit. Kasi kapag nanatili yung kamay mo doon, masusunog. At pag nasunog, magsisimulang magsugat. Pag nagsugat, magsisimulang magkaroon ng infection. Pag na-infect, it will begin to necrose. You know what happens to people who have leprosy? Nauupod ang kanilang mga daliri. Because at some point, because they don't feel pain, naglalakad silang ganyan, natamaan silang bato. Di ba pag natamaan mo yung bato, ang sakit-sakit. Sa paa sila, walang pain. Whoa, I'm invincible. Not realizing, baliko na yung daliri nila. O kaya may malaki ng sugat. Tapos dahil wala silang sensation dyan sa paa, lakad-lakad sila sa bahay, natamaan na ulit. Hindi na iiwasan. Di ba pag may masakit, iika-ika ka ng maglakad. Kasi pinoprotect yung part na yun para mag-heal. Ito, walang protection for that part. It will not heal. Therefore, it will continue to be wounded. And when it happens, it will not heal at all. Then eventually, it will necrose. And eventually, nakikita nila, ito, if you might allow me, makita nila, wala na yung laman, nandun na yung nakausli yung buto, and then they would just remove their bone like that, without any pain, and then they no longer have a toe. Pain is difficult. Pain is a natural part of life, but it is purposeful. It prevents you from enduring greater pain. Initial pain prevents you from continuing in that direction so that you will not be destroyed. At some point in your life, now you have consequences. Especially kapag meron tayong ginawa at merong natural consequence ang ginawa natin. Ito yung nakakatawa. Hindi nakakatawa. Kasi we still blame God. Lord, bakit nyo naman ako pinayagan na gawin yun? Sana pinigilan nyo na ako. Teka lang, ang kulit mo eh. Lagi na kitang sinasabihan eh, ang tigas ng ulo mo, sarili mong desisyon yan. Tapos inaasa mo sa akin na dapat isalba kita lagi mula sa bawat consequence ng ikaw din naman ang gumawa. Now that natural consequence brings you pain so that you will not continue or persist in that direction because God wants to save you from greater destruction. Pain is purposeful. Even when we go through adversity, do not despise adversity. God may be using it to prevent you from destroying yourself, destroying your family even more. The perspective of purpose. Then a perspective of eternity. Pain is temporary, and our eternity with God more than makes up for it. I'll say that again. Pain is temporary, and our eternity with God more than makes up for it. You know what, these guys? Ito pong mga flinag, ito mga kinulong na to because of their faith. They continued in their faith. In the end, sobra silang hirap throughout their life. They died for their faith. But the eternity they have with God will more than make up for it. Pagdating po ng panahon, heaven, pantay-pantay na ron. Ay, grabe. Tas imagine mo to, you live for 70 years in this life and then you would experience eternity for the rest of eternity. Ay, that is so long. Such that habang lumalayo ka, 70 years, habang lumalayo, ganito itsura. Dati, kapag eternity mo, ito pa lang, a few years pa lang, tapos ito yung life mo, parang haba-haba pa, ang laki-laki, Lord, ang dami ng hirap na pinagdaanan ko. Pero habang humahaba ng gusto yung eternity mo, lumiliit ng lumiliit, ng lumiliit, ng lumiliit, itong life mo here on earth and the suffering that you went through in comparison to all of the eternity you're living with God. At ito, on day one of your eternity, when you gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, sulit na. Tapos na lahat. Parang isip mo, Lord, I suffered for you. I stood for you, God. And I did not have a great life, Lord, because of my faith. But Lord, now, day one, just for the first second of gazing at you, sulit na, Lord. Solved na ako, Lord. Ayos talaga. It was all worth it. Heaven, no more pain. No more tears. No more suffering. When you face God and be with God, with the perspective of eternity, you realize, Lord, ay grabe naman. Small. That was too small. Chicken feed. Lord, that was nothing compared to what I experience now with you in eternity. The final perspective, the perspective of redemption. You see, Jesus suffered too. If you have a question on the justice of God and suffering in this world, if he allowed his son to suffer, magpapaisip ka talaga. So Lord, if you yourself went through, he was not averse to the suffering. In fact, he willingly submitted himself to it. He went through it. He suffered to end. Ito yung matindi. His suffering turned things around for us. His suffering was for a reason, for a purpose. His suffering was for redemption. Redemption for you and me. That now, para siyang ganito, marami kang pinagdaanan sa buhay. Ah, sorry po, naalala ko lang ngayon. Hindi ko lang kung sino ang counterpart ngayon. Pero si Fernando po Jr., naalala niyo pa ba? Fernando po Jr., yung pong mga nakaupo sa likod. Ayan. Fernando po Jr., mahirap yan. Pagdadaanan yan. Tapos biglang sa dulo, biglang mananalo yan. Paghirap na hirap na dapan-dapana, saka yan tatayo. Tapos biglang matatalo niya lahat, babaril, tigi isang bala lang. Tapos di nauubusan. Yung baril na dinauubusan ng bala, tuloy-tuloy lang yan, patay lahat yan. Ang dami niya ng tamang ganyan, pero tumutuloy pa rin. Samantalang iba, matamaan lang ng konti, sa dulo ng daliri, namatay agad. Ganun ang itsura ni FPJ. Yun ang itsura ni Provinciano ngayon. You go through all of that difficulty, there is turn around in the end. God is able to turn things around. You look back at your life. Some of you have lived long enough to know that yes, you did suffer for a time, but now you enjoy the benefits of what you had to go through. The suffering was good for you. It trained your faith. It caused your faith to overcome. You've come to understand who God is. You've experienced God face to face in the midst of your suffering. It was an awesome time to experience God, and you would not exchange it for anything. Lord, if I would have to do things all over again, I'm willing to go through that, because in those moments when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it was then that I saw your face clearly. Redemption. Thinking up from these different perspectives, now you realize, oh, suffering for my faith ain't so bad. It ain't so bad. In fact, it's purposeful. In the light of eternity, sulit. In the light of redemption, God will redeem and turn the situation around. God, this is awesome, Lord. I could actually go through this assured and certain that this is temporary and this too shall pass and things will change. But as for my faith, it shall be steadfast in the Lord. Would you be willing to take that journey with God? Simple answer dun sa lahat ng sinabi ko po na yon. I am not in control, and I have no business asking this question. I trust my God who loves me and works out everything according to his good purpose. Jump back to the verse, verse 39. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. You're thinking that, what? Teka lang, teka lang. First part of Hebrews 11, they believed. They received what has been promised. Sarah was given power to conceive. What do you mean that all of these people, everyone, all the way from Noah at the beginning, You're saying na teka lang, na-receive nila yung promise ha? Si Abraham, na-receive yung promise, si Sarah, na-receive yung promise, sina Jacob, na-receive yung promise. What are you talking about? And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. What are you talking about? All these men and women who both experienced victories and difficulties in life, they did not receive what has been promised. There seems to be another promise that the Old Testament men and women of great faith have not yet come to. Let's continue. Since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. Napapaisip ka na ba kung ano yun? What was that promise? A promise that the Old Testament guys did not yet receive, but the New Testament guys are about or have received. What could that promise be? It is in our time that the promise of Jesus' redemption has been fulfilled. I want to conclude with this. For you and me, what would be your response to those great men and women of faith who went through adversity? Would you be willing to follow their example? Okay, yes, I will, because I know that God is just and has given me mercy. And I know I have seen the perspectives of eternity, of purpose. I have seen the perspectives of redemption. Tapos yung mga nauna na yon, hindi pa nila na-receive, pero ako, na-receive ko na yung promise. Ito po yung implication. Major implication. Huge implication. In their time, they were still looking forward for what could be. In our time, we've already received it when Jesus died at the cross. In their time, they were still waiting for the fulfillment of redemption. In our time, we've already received redemption. You and me. And this is where it gets difficult. Then how could it be that they who have not yet received the promise went through adversity with such great faith, while we who have already received the promise with simple difficulty already fall back in our faith? How does it compare with these men and women who've gone through adversity in the Old Testament and yet they were just looking forward to the fulfillment, and now here we are, we've already received the fulfillment that comes from Jesus. Why is it that with little difficulty we already fall back in our faith? Papaisip ka, Lord, hiyang-hiya naman ako sa kanila. Sila, Lord, matindi ang pinagdaanan pero nagpatuloy. Ako, Lord, small time pa lang ang nahirapan. You have not even resisted to the point of death. And yet, with little persecution, with someone not believing you, with your family rejecting you, with someone unfriending you, with people, with you growing through difficulties, which are some, many of them are also because of your own doing. And yet, we go to God and blame Him for what has happened. Instead of believing Him, going through that, because in the first place, His redemption promise has already been fulfilled for you and me. This is where we'd like to conclude our Great Faith series. Would you be willing to put great faith in God despite difficulty? Simply because, Lord, you've already fulfilled the redemption promise. I have it now. I have been redeemed. My life has been redeemed. Therefore, God, I will persevere in my faith. I'd like to ask everyone to stand. Quick question. And we're going to jump to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 in a while. Quick question. What do you do when in the midst of adversity, wala ka talagang mahagilap na pananalig? You can't grapple on anything. You grope around. You have no faith talaga, Lord. No faith. Hebrews 12 verse 2 would say this, which is just the following verse after we've read. It says there, if you look to Jesus, would you be willing to look to Jesus? The key to having great faith in this life is to look to Jesus. Why? Because He is the founder, the author, the beginner, the creator of faith. The picture in my mind is this. It's almost like God takes a cosmic defibrillator. Yung pong ginagamit sa ospital kapag tumigil na ang puso, kinukuha ni Lord, charge. Tapos from heaven, He would go down to you and put this on your chest and say, clear! And then He makes you alive again. He makes your faith alive again. Even if at this point you feel like, Lord, I have no faith. Look to Jesus. It is that act of looking to Jesus that now allows you to access the creator of your faith. You look to Jesus and let God take that and zap you in your heart and cause you to believe in this moment. Which is what we're going to do. We're going to worship together. We're going to see Him for who He was and who He still is. We're going to look to Him as the one still seated on the throne despite your adversity. We're going to look to Him, and we're not going to do this for you. You will have to do this on your own. You will have to look to Jesus yourself and let Him now create faith out of nothing. Let Him now stir up your faith and cause faith to rise from your very heart. For those of you here, you already have faith, but you're asking God, Lord, my faith is challenged and it is waning down. When you look to Jesus, He is the perfecter of your faith. He will be the one to form, mold, strengthen, build, and make your faith even greater than it was before. The founder and the perfecter of your faith. And that's, as we conclude this series, that's really what this is about. It's about me. Whatever I go through in life, I will look to Jesus and let Him start up my faith or let Him perfect my faith so that for the rest of my life, my faith will be steadfast, strong, great, and mighty. I hope you look to Jesus. And I hope in this moment He has stirred up your faith. I hope in this moment He has created a seed, mustard seed type, that would grow through the years, would be strengthened through your circumstances, and would be strengthened by your experiences of God.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.